We're back. Late Night with Deanne here on RBN Callers, 800-313-9443. Now, I'm going to bring back what I had said earlier and push this back over to Robert. Robert Fox, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, well, what do you feel about this massive amount of privatization of everything across the board? You know, that's a problem. And this, I mean, this even gets to the point now, like they have the highway authorities out here, and they're privatized. Where you go in, instead of going to the court system, there's a privatized panel of attorneys that are paid by the tollway authorities, and they set you up to go to court, and it's you're guilty no matter what. They look at the plate, and that's it.
I haven't paid a traffic ticket in over 20 years, and I don't intend to start now. I defeat them routinely, and in closing here, because we're running out of time, I should mention for the listeners and for other people to know, I've sat with defendants at the defense table in federal court in Texas, Oklahoma, Arizona, Florida, and Wisconsin, and I've won a bunch of cases, both state and federal, and some of them, you know, are pretty remarkable, and I can show that in black and white. In my own case with the State Department, U.S. versus Fox, 766 F sub 569, was for a time cited at 18 U.S.C.A. section 1546A, which is the United States Code, and that's the outer limits of the legal stratosphere.
Well, you know what? I think I've seen that one particular case matter, U.S. versus Fox, because I read a lot of briefs, and that's scary, isn't it? But I wanted you to give information on how people can get in touch with you and your website again, and I want to be in touch with you because I would love to have you on my blog. Is it okay to add you on my blogger?
I guess.
I'll talk to you about it. If you go to justiceradio.wetpaint.com, that's my blog, and I would love to add you on there as a site to you know, refer to. And I'd love to talk to you again. Can you give the listeners information about how they can get in touch with you again?
903-541-2482. You have your pen ready. It's, again, 903-541-2482.
Okay. And I thank you for coming on, Robert. And I'm going to have you back, if you wouldn't mind.
That would be fine. Do we have a minute or two yet?
Sure.
We've got 45 minutes.
Recently
if you want to hang
around. Heard of celebrities and DWI, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kiefer Sutherland, Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, Lindsay Lohan, Mel Gibson. Those people are wealthy. They would have hired attorneys. And it's interesting to note that basically they were all convicted. Some did jail time. Of course, others paid fines. But they were all in big trouble. They paid large amounts of money, undoubtedly, for first-class attorneys, and they all lost. Isn't that interesting? And I know how to beat DWI drunk or sober.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Even in Illinois, where there's like the 900 million people situation of people going to court, there's millions of them going to court out here. For
well, of course. And that just tells you how crooked the system is and the corruption that exists. For instance, I don't do that myself, but every state in the union has a failure to identify law.
Can you hang on for a few minutes? I'm just going to break, but I don't want you to leave. Can you hold on?
Okay.
We'll be right back after this break. Callers 800-313-9443.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, we're back. And we're on Republic Broadcast. This is D.M. Burley. And folks, you want to call in, 800-313-9443. And I'm here with Robert Fox. Robert, I had to stop you before break, but we were talking about all these Hollywood celebrities and the DUIs. And you know what they're doing here in Illinois is if you have a car, you're arrested for DUI or any kind of traffic violation, they put so many fines on the car, person can't get their car back. So then they keep the car and sell it for revenue. Are they doing that in your state? Do you know about that?
Around the country, they started bribing police to give you more tickets. You there?
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm here.
So they'll give them bonuses to give you more tickets. Well, that's a bribe to give you more tickets. So effectively, you know, a man could, his wife could be suffering a home invasion and being raped and killed and robbed, but the police don't have time to respond to that because they are aggressively going after traffic matters, because the traffic matters give them bonuses.
Yeah, it does. I will say that for a fact. And the thing that's really scary, too, is, you know, again, you know, according to the president in this so-called terrorist, whatever you want to call it, you have no law enforcement investigating terrorism here except for watching us for us being terrorists. You have no one to report anything to because they're too much into or involved with traffic tickets, violations of municipal code, so they can get the most money. That's the bottom line.
Right. And like, for instance, I was starting to say, every state in the union has a failure to identify law. And the bar terrorists in the legislature of every state have put that there, and it's nothing but a scam. Now, I've been arrested a whole bunch of times, approximately 30 or more times, and I don't identify myself. I mean, I did one time, but it was a mistake. So I repented. I don't identify myself, so I frequently get charged with failure to identify.
Well, if you don't identify yourself, won't you get in trouble?
Well, that's what I'm describing. They have a law against that.
But if you identify yourself, you're in trouble.
Well, sure. So I don't do that anymore.
So you get arrested immediately if you don't identify yourself, right?
So?
So then what happens after that? What do you do to, you know, stop that?
Well, I defeat them in court. They can do their thing and claim that I failed to identify, and I can pretty well agree to that. And then I still beat them.
Wow. Wow. John, you have something to say there?
Well, it's no different. You know, the law is so redundant. It's like that placard you were telling that was in the courtroom, that it's illegal to bring paper in or writing or have anything to read. If you read in the courtroom, it's illegal. Well, you're reading the placard that's in the courtroom, so the law that you're reading is redundant in itself. And you just got this stupidity that goes on and on. It's like they're creating the terrorism, but they're making laws that terrorism is illegal. It's just a redundancy, and they're the ones creating it. But we're standing there watching it. And if we want to walk over the cliff as the sheep, they're putting us over the cliff in many ways of financial and health and literally killing us or destroying our families, uneducating us, so they're doing it systematically. And again, it's no different than what happened in Germany. I mean, the people didn't react, and other people to either maintain their job or whatever else. It's like you're talking about the policing agency now. They're increasing, it's a form of business. They're increasing the numbers even though the population isn't increasing. They issue them a ticket book so that has to be filled every 30 days. So now they're saying that there's been more crimes when the fact of the matter is they just have to make more arrests to justify their job. And the real job is being let go. No one's doing it. You know it yourself. I've had it happen. If they're creating this under the table now of where you can't fight the law yourself, it's like myself. I've tried to get 150 lawyers. The three lawyers and the one accountant that I hired, I showed that they all were corrupted. And so it's just tyranny awry. One thing that you were commenting on and I'm a little bit nervous about, you were talking about privatization. My aspect of privatization is corporation. You're saying that I'm interpreting more of it's bad to have privatization of big corporations. It's better to have privatization of, like, small individual business because then it spreads the business around. But I don't really like government control either. I mean, there's a balance point of where, you know, if we all have, like, government medical or whatever else, you got to take the chip or whatever. There's bad things on that side of the pendulum also that, again, there's happy balance points in there, and they're taking them to the extremes of the negativity of everything. And so as you're labeling, oh, it's terrible to be privatization, you got to be careful on that because there's, you know, we're all small farmers. At least when we had the Depression, most everybody could eat. They've got that turned around today where if we hit the Depression, which they're setting up for us right now, most people will either have to take the chip and take whatever they offer us to be or starve to death or whatever.
Well, we're going to talk about that. I don't know if Robert, do you want to make a comment on that, on privatization?
Well,
that's not really what you're...
It's not what I'm interested
about.
Right. You know, I don't participate. I don't have a Social Security number, and I don't participate with their stuff. I don't have a driver's license. I don't have any of those things.
And the thing is, the reason why is because of what has become the United States has gone out of whack. So you've moved yourself totally away from being a part of the corruption. And a lot of people are doing that right now and before. So, Robert, I would love to have you back, and thank you for staying out a little longer here. And, again, I'm going to be calling you and asking you to come back on again. And what is the name of your organization again?
Well, I don't have an organization as such, but we have a Matthew 25 mission to set the captives free, that's for sure.
Well, I thank you for coming on, and again, I will have you back. Thank you very, very much for coming on the broadcast.
All right, thank you, and thanks to the listeners, too.
And
Merry Christmas.
And that was Robert Fox, Patriot, who's fighting for a valid cause to help people with their rights that have been revoked across the country. And I've got Bill still here. Bill for Alabama. Bill, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Now, you called in last week. I remember you. And a reason I've had you stay on is, again, John brought up something about this privatization thing.
And yes, I just, I'd like to say something to that, if I could.
Sure, go ahead.
You can take it and look at it. I agree with John.
Mm-hmm.
You might not expect that, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think we get confused when we think the government is running things. This government has not been running anything for a long, long time. The thing that runs this government is big corporations. There is no pop and mom corporation like Halliburton or Bechtel. The thing that we have running this country, and we have had, and Eisenhower warned us about it, is big companies, the industrial complex that takes over. This is what's running this country. It's not because we have laws and the government. These guys up there in Congress, they're jerks. They're not doing anything. They're doing what these big corporations want, and that is privatization. That is the classic fascism.
And the thing that you're talking about, Bill, too, is the same thing that happened in Adolf Hitler's Germany, because you had IBM, IB Fabian, and you had Standard Oil, all these big, huge mongrel of corporations controlling every interest that happened in Germany. It wasn't the guy that down the street that had a fur company or a little guy down there that had a farm and it was incorporated. It was these big, huge corporate giants that took over everything. So, like, for instance, you have Monsanto. Monsanto is into every aspect of everything. Medical, food industry, biochemical, into every type of industry you can imagine. And that is one of the ones we're talking about. They also, you have these people that control the universities. The universities control huge parts of land and also are in deed in charge of a lot of this information that we're talking about that should be cleared up through the judicial nightmare we're in, because the judicial nightmare is based on the peer group. They're in these universities. They're choosing and picking who's going to be lawyers and who's not. So these are huge, big, huge corporations, John, that we're talking about that are running the government. Now, you know, again, it's not like Halliburton is allowing little guy down the street to run and bid against them in a situation of going to Iraq. It is already designated. Halliburton has all the contracts. There is nobody that can get a contract over Halliburton. They're the ones that go to Iraq. They're the ones that bring the water and food into Iraq. They're the ones that provide uniforms, everything, to the Iraqi soldiers that we have over there, our American troops. So, again, it's not open up to the small mom-and-pop business, but the large corporations. We'll be back after this break, and we'll talk more with Bill and John on this issue.
ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Lost little girl. Hi, we're back. And we're here on RBN, the Dan Brewley Show. Caller is 800-313-9443. Bill, you want to make a comment on that?
Yes, ma'am. I want to explain a little bit further my point there about the big businesses. The only way that the mom-and-pop business has a chance at being in control is by the government, okay, establishing rules to play by. When there are no rules to play by, the big, giant corporations will swallow up the little corporations. That's why they swallowed, that's why Monsanto and all those swallowed up the family farms. It wasn't the government. The government was just the instrument that the big companies used to do it. And that was a failure of government to set the rules so that the little guy can play fair with the big guy. And if I could take one more couple seconds to explain, I am not a Ron Paul basher. I am not for any one candidate. What made me not want to vote for Ron Paul more than anything else was when he got up in the House and he stated that he would not support the impeachment process of Dick Cheney and George Bush. He didn't just vote against the legislation that Dennis Kucinich was bringing up, he got up on the House floor and made a statement that he wasn't going to vote for it, and he didn't like that it wasn't following the procedure. And, you know, to me, the most important thing is get these criminals that are in there out. I think your first gentleman was talking about it. I happen to be one of those that don't believe you're going to have an election. So, therefore, if I go on my premise that you're not going to have an election, the most important thing to me is to get these rascals out right now before they start a nuclear war or they declare a national emergency and put us under their Rex 84 system. You know, that's what I'm afraid of. And when Mr. Paul says he's not going to support the impeachment, he said he didn't have enough evidence to support the impeachment. Now, he said he's pushing it back to the committee so that they could go through the right procedure. But that, I find, is just completely incredible because the House and the Senate have rules, and they change these rules all the time. The Republicans have, more than one occasion, threatened the nuclear option. I know you know what that is. That means that they're going around the procedures and they're going to block it. Any legislation there is. So for him to stand there and say he's not going to support impeachment, to me, I don't care whether it's a Democrat, Republican, Independent, who, we need them guys out now, before later. And I'll make one more comment. If I had a preference, it would be Lou Dobbs. I want to draft Lou Dobbs.
You know what? Now, Lou Dobbs just mentioned that he was coming out because Lou Dobbs has been making statements, too, that the ones that are out here are not, to his thinking, going to do anything to clean up this mess. He just mentioned that he was coming out. But, the whole thing is this. We have, seasoned politicians, all of them orchestrating, saying wonderful things. But, again, we have a corrupt judicial system, and they are feeding into it because, again, they're legislating laws on the books, making it impossible to impose any sanctions against lawyers, judges, or anyone, including law enforcement agencies across the country. They have placed a situation of total disparity against the taxpayers in this situation of mortgage and loans that should be fixed another way, not the way that they're doing, because what they're going to do, John and Bill, is they're going to collapse the whole market in regards to the mortgage industry. They're going to collapse the banks, and we're going to feel this, I would say, about February or March of this coming year. They're overinflating the money system. They're inflating it intentionally, and then by February or March, there's going to be a situation that our whole economy, economically speaking, is going to drop, just like we were in fear of that thing that happened with Y2K. We're going to run out and try to get to our money, and it's not going to be there. I see that coming up. It's a forecast. They know what they're doing. We have to clean up this mess before the end of this year, and it's coming up real soon, and I don't think we're going to be able to do it. John, what do you feel on that?
Well, a couple things. Number one, like with Ron Paul, there's lots of good things he did. We need good people in the military. We need good people in Congress. Congress is corrupted terribly right now, so what few people we have in there, they might have had to play a semi-dirty game to be there. It's no more than Kucinich saying we've got Bill 333 for bringing Cheney out. Well, that's a Illuminati number. What's Bill 332? Is there even one that exists? Or is this a showpiece that the Illuminati people know that it's just a hoax? We can develop all these stories. Bottom line is they can have mind control on any of these people. They've controlled pretty much all of them. Another thing is, as far as the government control, I have to make an issue on that. If you go to KFIR1, the number 1.com, you're going to see the government basically has its hooks in everything. Everything.
Well, we'll be back after this break, and call us 800-313-9443.
Sweet dreams. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
Hi, we're back. Late Night with the Am here on RBN. Remember, go to my website, which is justiceradio.whitepaint.com. justiceradio.whitepaint.com. Call me at 630-666-8528, 666-8528, 630 area code. Callers for this broadcast, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Email me at dn.burley@gmail.com, And we're here with both Bill and John, and we're kind of debating these things with these candidates. So before the break, we were talking about privatization, but there's more here. We have, we got Hillary Clinton running for president, Democratic Party. We have Barack Obama, senator for the state of Illinois, running for the Democratic Party. We have Rudy Giuliani running for the Republican Party, former mayor of New York. We have Huckabee who's a former governor of the state of Arkansas, running for president. I don't know what party. I guess he's Republican Party. We got what else we got here?
We got Mormon from Utah.
Yeah, I think, what is his name, Smith?
John McCain.
John McCain, he's running. And we have a number of other candidates. In fact, I'm going to start putting their numbers and names
together. Lou Dobbs said he was going to run.
Yeah, Lou Dobbs. Now, Lou Dobbs is a very interesting candidate that sounds really good. We also have Al Sharpton, Reverend Al Sharpton. He's talking about it. He's running. We have Cynthia McKinney. She's running.
Now, she would be a good candidate also. I mean, she stood right up. I mean, she hasn't mixed any words.
I would vote for her.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. You know, there are other candidates that are not getting enough play, and we're just, you know, looking at the ones that are right in our face, and, you know, we need to look at what they're doing, folks. I mean, completely. Again,
the ones they gave us.
Huh?
We're looking at the ones they gave us.
Right, and that's the thing. We need to look at what their policies are, what they're going to do to clean up this mess. And that means that instead of us just sitting here saying, okay, well, we got Ron Paul, we got Dennis Kucinich, we got Hillary Clinton, we got these few people. Who else is running? And what is their platform? What is it? See, we're dealing with more than one issue here. We're dealing with more than one issue dealing with the military. We're dealing with a huge issue with the judicial system. I haven't heard nobody say what they're going to do with that. Haven't heard nobody open their mouth.
Lou Dobbs has,
but I mean the other ones out there that are. And again, you know what, Bill, please tell me the ones that are doing something or mentioning these things.
I try and point out. Now, there have been some actions by people, and they have to be recognized when they do good because they're putting themselves at risk. I'll give you an example. Chris Dodd, he is on the campaign. He stopped. He got back off of the campaign and went back to Washington to stop the amnesty for the big telecom corporation. Nobody is backing him. This man is out there alone. When some people do that, you have to give them credit. You can't just say, well, I'm a Republican, and I'm not going to say anything good about that guy. Dennis Kucinich, when he puts up a bill to impeach these guys, to me, the most important thing in the world is impeachment. Now, do I want Nancy Pelosi or Reid there? No, I want to impeach them, too. They're just as bad as these others, but you've got to start at the top and get rid of them. And once you start showing them that you're going to do something and you're fed up and you're not going to take it anymore and you're not going to take the candidates they gave you, I want the new one. You know, I want nothing from Plan A or Plan B. I want something totally independent. The lady from Georgia, she has suffered immensely.
Uh-huh.
From her stance, and she's right up front. She said exactly what she tried to hold hearings. Even her own party fought her. So when people do this, you got to give them credit, whether they're Chinese, independent, Republican, Democrat, and that's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing people say Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul, almost like it's a record, and I'm saying, hey, wait a minute now. I look at this thing. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm a gun owner. I'm one of these gun nuts. I will kill anybody who comes to my house to try and take my guns. I'm also an explosives expert. More people out there need to get themselves educated, not about taxes or how to avoid paying tax. They need to find out how to work with things that can help them.
And you know what I want to mention about the tax issue? In fact, let them take taxes because, again, if they take taxes from us, folks, you know what? They have a fiduciary responsibility to represent us. If they take our tax dollar, that means that they are supposed to be employed by us, not us being in control by them. And that's the whole issue. And as Bill was saying, again, we need to dissect these candidates. We can't just go and take what it is that they're saying. We got senior issues here, senior citizens being abused.
Right.
We have a judicial system that's out of whack. There's Social Security fraud and stealing and rip-off. We have a huge nightmare going on in the bankruptcy court. Nobody's talking about it. United Airlines pilots, everybody else's trust being stolen, left and right all over. So, and you got a situation with family court. You have a situation with civil rights being violated. So there's a whole lot of issues other than the two issues that are before us on a continuous basis. So in order, the whole thing of us being United States of America and different than any other country is we're supposed to be able to deal with these issues and have a situation that the country is supposed to be whole and solid. And in order for us to go somewhere else and do good deeds or whatever, we have to have a country. And right now we don't. We have people that are in the White House right now that are toting the fact that they're going to, you know, there's terrorists. They have not, to this day, in 2007, defined what a terrorist is. The terrorist is us. Four or five hours to get out of the airport. 4 or 5 hours of flying around in circles around in the airport before you can land, and then you got to go through all the security things. And then yet, a terrorist can go and blow up something somewhere else, and then they don't know nothing about it. If you ask law enforcement, they don't know nothing about it. So then they're telling you to give your guns up and trust them to do what? So the thing is, we need to map the whole system. And it cannot be just one thing about, you know, what we're going to do about the military, what we're going to do about one other thing. And I don't know what the other one thing is, because they're not covering the issues that are down here on the ground with the real people. So I think that we need to look at these other candidates, hear what they say, get out of the face of looking at, I'm going to vote one party or the other. We're going to look at people individually to see what they're about. And I think that's what Bill is trying to say. Is that right or no?
If we don't love each other, we're in trouble. If we've let these folks call themselves Republicans and Democrats and Independents and whatever they want to call themselves, we have got to come together. We cannot have the separation anymore. We got to be for each other. We are human beings. We all deserve a little bit of justice. We're not getting it because we got side A playing against side B, you know, and you can't do that. These people have to come together. That's what my main message is to people. Let's start cleaning house. Then we gotta have, this can't be an employment opportunity for people. You go there as a public servant for one term and one term only. If you get caught doing anything wrong, you go to prison for the rest of your life. There's other people like the gentleman from Ohio. As far as I'm concerned, he was a courageous man. He got up on the House and he read off this whole treatise about what was going on. He's in prison right now. You've got a Democratic governor of Alabama. He's in prison right now. He's a political prisoner. He was set up. We've got to come away from that and say, hey, this is not right. I don't care who you are. You did something wrong, and we're taking you out, buddy, because you're against all of us. We either got the Republicans and Democrats, or we got to be Americans. You can't be both.
And the other thing, too, Bill and John, this is another issue, you know, that's right before us, right in our face, too. None of these candidates will talk about or say that they're going to walk up and investigate 9/11 and open up the issue of the situation with Oklahoma City and the issue with the, you know, stolen trust. Not only the situation with United Airlines, but stolen trust monies from the schools, everything else around the nation. They're not talking about these things. We just had a report this week, John and Bill, about the situation with down in New Orleans, that the people living in those tin cans down there have formaldehyde in it, and that's what's causing them to get sick, and they're dying in those cans that FEMA gave them to live in. And they had the housing places there. They went down there, and they said only 100 of them could move back in. So there's no rhymes or reason. What is going on with the finances? What's going on in this government? No accountability. Nobody to check and balance. Nothing is going on other than rules and ordinances being pushed out through presidential declarations and proclamations and whatever else they pop out of there. And the thing is that we have no measure or a reason, I mean us down on the ground, of what to do to stop this nonsense from going on. I'm going to stop talking here. I'm going to ask John, what do you feel about this, and ask Bill the same question.
Well, the again, it's the points of control We can say corporate, we can say government. Bottom line, the big boys are everything. They have control of the government. They have control of the big industry. They have control of our mechanism of justice system, of our banking system. They have control of almost the entire food control. We're seeing the weather being manipulated, and I feel that they're probably on top of that. As we've stopped seeing inventions being made as of the first couple decades of the first century, 1920s, you know, we saw the car industry be built up. We saw a lot of innovation inventions as of the turn of the century then. And since then, all we've seen is slight improvements. We haven't seen no inventions. Well, it's not that the inventions aren't happening. They're just being covered up through the system of the patent system, through the system of supposedly big corporations buying them up or the government buying them up. But bottom line is, when our trees are dying because of the excess use of high fuel, and there's you know, high, free, clean fuel economy, but we're just not giving it, and then they blame it on the world population, saying that that's the reason the trees are dying and we're having this high carbon problem. The trees are dying because we've overused the fossil fuels, which we could have used. Heck, we could have used hemp, and we could have, instead of wiping our butts with toilet paper of made out of wood, we could be making it out of hemp or something of that nature. High population isn't really the serious problem that they perpetrate onto us, but they're using it for control to lead us over the cliff and say that we need a 500 million population. And so all these other criteria of control and poisoning of ourselves, of manipulating us into poorness so that we can't even afford a gun. They're making the guns illegal. I mean, how many compartmentalizations do you want to look at? And Bill's right in what his interpretations are. It just, we're getting into definition a little bit. But we're in trouble. Myself, like Cynthia McKinney, I mean, she told the truth right in front of Congress and everybody else, and all those congressmen and senators and everything else that she was spoken in front of ended up, they railroaded her out of the ball game. And here we have a situation where, let's use an example of Super Bowl Steve. He wrote a book a year and a half before the Super Bowl that played about how the Steelers would come all the way from the back end and win the game, and there might be a nuclear attack at that game, which they supposedly stopped. But then he was telling how, because of that, we'd go to a police state, and as we went to the police state, all these congressmen and senators would be in black vans taken to the Pittsburgh area, and that a lot of them wouldn't make it because they wouldn't be playing ball, that they would be destroyed, their van would be blown up. And so now, here we have our legislative body being held hostage. If they don't play the ball, they get killed, and it's quite obvious. If you invent a free energy machine, you get killed. If you invent cancer cure, you get killed. They're out there. They just aren't allowing us to use them. There's lots of new inventions, I'm sure, that we don't even know about that would just enlighten our lives greatly, and yet we have to try to run the program like we're doing right now to try to enlighten people and bring things to the table and start accelerating our invention abilities of abilities to use them. And it's not happening, but what is happening is God's put us in this balance plan of pestilence, I guess, and we're living it, and we're getting tired of living it.
So that's not God's plan, John. It has to do with us. John, God has not planned for us to be in this. This is us doing this to ourselves. This is evil that we have created that we need to clean up.
That's
and if
right.
If God does not create a being or planet or anything and create a situation of disparity or anything like that, God created goodness, and we were supposed to leave this good. And if we create bad in the good, we're responsible to clean it up, period. It's not God putting anything else on us. It's us doing
I'm just pointing out the automatic system of balance.
Well,
we've allowed this to happen, which is true.
Yeah, and
there's a penalty for it, and we're living the penalty.
But the penalty is us. We have to open our heads up. It's just like when Christ went up to the cross, and people sat there and watched him going up the cross. If one man stood up and said, "No, you're not taking my guy, I'm going to take him down there for there. That's our guy. He's protected us." This is a whole different lifestyle that would have happened if we took responsibility and action for that guy that went up to the cross. Jesus Christ went to his death because we didn't act. And we have to stop looking at stuff in a way that we're looking at putting everybody else and any other thing on top of the fact that we don't react to anything. That's what a herd does. Cattle does that. We're different than a herd.
That's right. We should be different than a herd. I agree with John. They've got lots of weapons, okay? And I hear people say this all the time, and it kind of scares me every time I hear it, because for the regular person out there, they hear what John is saying, and they say, oh, my God, what can we do? They've got such bad weapons. All I point to is these folks over there in Iraq are fighting for their homeland.
And they have very little weapons.
They have put the mightiest army in harm's way. Now, you can beat them. Don't ever think you can't. We can take this back if we decide we want to, but if we decide that it's written in stone and, well, maybe we just go along with it and, you know, everything will be fine, I believe we can win.
We're going to break right now, and then I'm going to bring John from Arkansas. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm back, and it's Late Night with Deanne. I want to give, John in Arkansas the mic. John, are you there? John? Hello? John, are you there? Hello?
You want John in Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
I'm not hearing him.
Waiting until he comes up. Oh, maybe you can't hear me. But let me kind of tell you what's going on with him down there. You know, it's freezing cold in that area. And you have a place down there that's a veterans hostel. And they have blankets and clothing that these people can wear that are, you know, homeless. And they don't give it out. And this is the types of things I'm talking about. Where is our humanity these days? Where is our humanity? What are we doing to ourselves? It has nothing to do with looking to God. Like I said, you could be standing, sitting in a chair outside a dike, and the whole thing blows up, and the water comes and drowns you. Now, if you sit there and you know the dike is getting ready to go, you're just going to sit there and hope and pray something else is going to come and stop the water? Or are you going to do what God gave you with your mind and understand you had to get up and move? God said that if there's a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. So it's not like you have to concentrate and hope and pray that there mustard seed will move. That means that you think and walk over and pick up the mustard seed and move that mustard seed. So if you can do that, you can think a way to move a mountain. Those are what those parables mean, and we need to get on the line understanding that we're responsible for our actions. Everything that we do on this planet, if we do something collectively, we voted candidates in, and they're no good, and they sit in office, and we're paying them out of our tax base, who's responsible for that? So should we not rescind our money and say, okay, since you were into this privatized thing, then I want to privatize you. I don't want you as my senator anymore. I'm going to go pay somebody in a privatized setting, and I'm going to use your law against what you got there, and I'm going to put another guy in there. I don't want my money going to you. What are you doing?
Exactly right.
Cut your money off. You don't have to pay these people. This is, you know what, the more money they take, it's more. It's like I went to FCC rule and meeting, and, you know, they're doing everything to knock out these broadcasts, you know, knock me out and whatever, and whoever. And they're working hard on me. They're dissolving my websites and everything. Because, again, I try to get the truth out there. And the bottom line is this, folks. I don't have that support out there from the public. I'm out here, and I'm doing what I can, just like everybody else. But the bottom line is this. If I go out there and I say, Mr. Politician, hey, what the heck are you doing? If all of us collectively do that and say, hey, this is my dollar. I don't want you to take my dollar anymore. You take that dollar and give it back to me. I'm going to hire somebody that knows what he's going to do because I am not going to have you up there doing that. We need to stop supporting evil. It's not anybody else. It is us. It is not we're going to wait for God. God is not. God's looking at us and saying, what the heck is this? If he's going to erase everything, he's going to erase everything. It's not going to pick out who is good or whatever. Because the thing is, the evil is us. We allow it, and we need to stop it. Now, Bill, you want to say something before the end of the broadcast?
I would say amen to that. And if we put our minds to it, We have been the greatest people in the world, and we have been the worst people in the world. You know, what we're doing around the world, like these folks in the military, my heart bleeds for them.
But well, peace.
They can't have the military if you don't go.
We're getting ready to leave tonight. We'll be back next week, Monday through Friday, Truth Radio, Blog Talk Radio, now live. Love you all. Peace. And, Bill, you got my number. Call me when you get a chance. Talk to you all later. Bye-bye.
With recent